It is a Monday afternoon. Let's take a look at what's been happening in the futures markets on the phone line, as usual for a Monday. It's Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities up in Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Hey, first of all, I want to let all the folks out there that listen to the agricultural programming know that we made our challenge. We were looking for 150 callers to call in and support financially for the ag programming last week, and because of that, they did it. We picked up an extra $4,700 from many of our business partners, including your company, Bates Commodities. So thanks to the callers, and thanks to you and Pete Manhart and Bates Commodities, too.
Well, we feel it's a good cause there, Todd, and I'm glad everybody stepped in to help out because we like to keep you in business.
No, well, thank you so much. It was kind of a sweat at the end. I was looking at the numbers because we ended the challenge, or we ended the week. We were looking for $120,000 across all segments of the programming content, and we were looking for 150 folks to call in support of agriculture. And as we got to the end of Friday, I was really fearful that we would get to the 120 just before we got to the 150. Well, in that case, you'd have your money back in your back pocket there. So, but we finished everything off Friday evening, and we made the 150 before we got to the 120, about the same time, actually at the same time. So it worked out really nicely. Hey, let's turn your attention now, Kurt, to what happened in Chicago today. I suppose everything there is turning on the weather market.
Yeah, a little bit more urgency now that the forecast has turned more towards a wetter pattern here. You know, with the tight old crop inventory that we're dealing with, the anticipation of, you know, this new crop coming along and getting in the ground in a timely fashion, you know, has put a little bit of fear into the marketplace. Also, too, we saw quite a bit of technical buying today. The market broke right after the March stocks report, and we sort of consolidated, built a little base, and as this fundamental news pushed the market higher, we tripped in some buy programs where the green line went above the red line, indicating to be a buyer, and so the traders had to follow suit on that, and basically we've put ourselves in a position here where the momentum has turned higher going to the end of the month. There was probably a little bit of short covering here today as traders view tomorrow as the last trading day of the month. Then the key is the weather, of course. It's going to be wet, cloudy. Some forecasters say the sun's not going to come out until about May 11th. So there's pretty good conviction out there that planting progress is going to be at a snail's pace. This afternoon we're looking for anywhere from 8 to 10% of the corn crop being put in the ground the first time. We'll see what comes up. There is a little activity taking place. I know of two areas they're putting a little corn in the ground today. I don't know if there'll be much activity tomorrow, but once we get into Thursday, that's when the moisture is supposed to increase and bring things back to a halt again.
So what parts of the Midwest are planting at this time?
Up around Polo, Illinois, mm-hmm. up around Rockford, up in there's a pocket there.
Yep.
Talked to a guy up around Mendota. There's a little spot going there. Those are the two areas I picked up on towards the north.
Not a lot, but a few folks are running
right.
planters. Hey, I was looking at the nearby May corn, and of course there's that big gap that needs to be filled or if things are to go higher. I didn't quite do that today. It got stopped, of course, by the 40-cent trading limit. I think there's about, 7 cents left to fill that gap. Does the synthetic show that will be filled when we open the overnight trade?
Synthetic showed the July corn trading at 660, 660 and a half. The September around 85 to 85 and a half. You're talking maybe a penny or two higher. There was no trading limit in the May contract because we're going into the delivery process on that. But in order to fill the gap, that lead contract needs to get up to 695. That was the low right after the report. Today's
right.
high was 88, so we've got a little ways to go.
So it has work yet to do because it could have done that today.
Yeah, the July's got even more work in it to fill the chart gap in the July. We'd have to move on up to this 676 area. Just a little bit more work to be had there.
And it appears the technicians are not convinced that producers won't get corn planted in that case, because I would think if they were, they would have filled the gap maybe today. And certainly there would have been some, it would have gotten closer maybe in the May contract.
Yeah, we would, going into deliveries here, just not a whole lot of delivery stocks around, and there's a little bit of urgency. But the problem I see, I welcome the rally, don't get me wrong, but the problem I see is I hate to see a too big of a rally here, because we're just having an awful hard time in corn maintaining that demand base. I'm fearful that we'll see some switching to other sources here, and I hate to lose our demand base here, and we need to get that confidence back into the marketplace.
So on December corn, or the new crop, we get to 559.5 when producers look at their fall bids or the futures market. Should they make some considerations at this point?
Well, if you turn back the clock to a week ago, you'd given anything to be up here to make some sales, and we're here. We warrant some more price floor protection. We feel basis will firm as we go into this fall. We like being flexible with our marketing. We continue to push the price floor type of protection. Close above 550 here projects a move on up to the 580 basis December futures. So I would shoot for 575, 580 is the next benchmark to make some additional sales. But you got to remember, we're in a weather market. You know, and these things go straight up and they come straight down. So hopefully they'll go straight up here for a couple of days.
And you have same considerations for the soybeans?
Yeah, beans is, gosh, if you think we're going to lose 2 million acres of corn and we'll have more bean acres, that beans would have been lower on the day. But the significance of the bean market, when you talk to the cash guys, and I know you do that too, Todd, mm-hmm. is that we're finding it's awful, awful difficult to buy a truckload of beans from anywhere.
Right.
So, you know, this old crop bean picture might be just a little bit more bullish than the corn picture here. So it generated some bull spreading. The May was up over 41 cents, where the November is only up 19 cents. You know, same thing in the July, taking a little bit of leadership there. Our fear is if the corn market kind of runs out of gas, this new crop bean could also run out of gas too.
A bit later in the program, not too far away now, Dave Dickey will report just for a moment or two on the RFS and it being opened up at least for hearings this summer. And I don't know whether they'll be just in D.C. or across. I didn't pay enough attention, I guess, across the Midwest. My guess is just in D.C. Much in the way of concerns there about them getting back into the renewable fuel standard?
Yeah, that's the thing is, if we move higher in here, the end user having to buy grain to, for renewable fuel,
right.
You know, it's just going to be, that's the fear.
Yeah, that's okay. I understand. How about for livestock producers? You've been watching that market?
Firmness in the cash. April goes off the board tomorrow. We're 128. June's discount, 122. We've been optimistic the fat market here, especially June's. A little bit of demand fear, but now as we move into May here, demand starts to pick up. We feel these June's have a shot to move them back up to 126, 128 area. Feeders. As long as corn stays strong, feeder's going to stay weak.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right.
That's Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, and joins us here on the Closing Market Report. That happens each and every Monday afternoon.